This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado teachers can now apply for up to $800 in grants to purchase materials for their classrooms. Colorado Commissioner of Education Susanna Cordova announced that $11 million in federal COVID relief funds will help teachers purchase materials to address needs and learning deficits due to the COVID pandemic.
That can be supplies, technology, instructional material, hands-on manipulatives for kids.
Teachers can apply on the Donor Choose Colorado site. The initiative will be open to all teachers on a first-come, first-served basis until the funding runs out. The city of Denver could end up paying more than $4.7 million to more than 300 protesters arrested during the 2020 George Floyd protests. Those arrested argue the city only targeted protesters, not other people, for violating curfew. They say that violated their First Amendment rights. The case is the largest in a series of costly claims involving Denver police dating back to the 2020 protests, including $14 million in damages awarded to protesters. City Council is set to approve the claim Monday, and the U.S. District Court will need to approve the settlement. The Denver School Board overwhelmingly approved the firing of the principal of McAuliffe International School. The 6-1 vote on Thursday backed the decision by the superintendent that sparked student and staff protests. DPS says that Kurt Dennis was fired for violating student privacy laws during a TV interview and opened an investigation into a so-called seclusion room at the school. You're listening to CPR News.